With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Very close. That's the prediction of the 2024 presidential race coming from the Joe Biden campaign.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's reelection team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, rough storm in Western Europe has killed at least 12 people, knocking out power to more than 1.2 million in France. Storm delivered tennis ball-sized hail with 120-mile-an-hour winds. Barack Obama back at the White House, this time directing the Biden administration on artificial intelligence.
According to aides to both men, Obama's been meeting behind the scenes with tech companies and holding Zoom meetings with top West Wing aides. Monday, Biden signed an executive order establishing government oversight of AI development.
Tasha Stevens says apparently the 44th president's been at the White House working on AI policy for the past 5 months. A gas explosion collapsed part of a brick multifamily building in North New York City, injuring at least 10 people, including two small children. One firefighter, four police officers who responded also received medical treatment. And don't forget to turn your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. local time and standard time begins, except for folks in Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona who do not observe daylight savings time. This is SRN News. Pediatricians are seemingly all in on transgenderism.
At the just-completed convention of the American Academy of Pediatrics, physicians were urged to start talking with their young patients about so-called gender fluidity as early as possible. In one presentation, the doctors were told that when it comes to gender, quote, the things you learned in medical school are probably now irrelevant. AAP officials advise their members to tell parents that sexual identity shifts and changes all throughout a person's life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many evangelicals are happy to see Mike Johnson become Speaker of the House. He once served as professor at the Government School of Liberty University in Virginia, and from 2004 through 2012, he was a member of the policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, whose 13 million members comprise the nation's largest Protestant denomination. Johnson is a strong pro-life advocate and opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A key mayoral race coming up this week in Texas.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's 10-year-old daughter was one of 19 children and two teachers killed in last year's mass shooting in Uvalde. Now, Mata Rubio getting her start in politics at the local level by running to become that city's first ever female mayor. Her opponents include a former mayor and an elementary school teacher. That election is set for Tuesday. Jason Walker reporting.
The Oconee County, South Carolina Sheriff's Office arrested a man in Pickens County, South Carolina, after they say he tried to crash through the gates of a nuclear plant. The 66-year-old man now facing charges including attempted murder, malicious injury to personal property, and unlawful entry into an enclosed place relating to the incident at the Oconee nuclear station. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.